Right, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. It's your monthly dose of goth, alternative, industrial, electronic, a bit of everything, really. We open the show tonight with Monochrome with Awakened. That's off their latest release, Collapse and Sever. Their only album release so far, but it's a very good one. We keep playing stuff off that. Coming up in the show, we've got a mixture of old and new. We've got a roundup of the notable notable club nights and the notable upcoming gigs and things like that to tell you what's going on in the area.
I've also got a couple of tracks from the new Assemblage 23 album, which I've actually forgotten what it's called.
It's called Storm. Sorry. Storm, yes, easily done. Yeah, no, the latest Assemblage 23 album, there's new stuff off that, so all excited stuff. If you've been listening to this show at all, you know, we're bouncing around like mad until last month, until we got our hands on it, but didn't get it in our paws till just after last month's show, unfortunately. So now we've got it, we're going to play you a good couple of tracks and kind of show you what his latest stuff is, Mr... Mr. Shear's stuff. What a great guy. We really quite like that man. So yes, there you go. We're actually going to continue now with some. So here we go with Skin Off, the latest Assemblage 23 album. There you go. You heard there Meg Lee Chin with Swallowing You off Peace and Love. Now, Meg Lee Chin is just one of them fantastic artists I think I'd forgotten about for a good few years. I came across that CD in my box the other day. I'm like, wow, that's fantastic stuff. Unfortunately, it's just one of them artists. You just really can't seem to categorise, or even if you were trying to describe them to someone, you couldn't even hint at what style they were. But that's, I think that's one of the beautiful things. I don't want to try and pigeonhole artists or anything. So it's just so lovely, kind of rappy, electronic-y, shouty stuff. I might actually play some more of that in future shows, to be honest. Now I've rediscovered that album, brush the dust off it. And before that we had Assemblage 23 with Skin off their latest release, Storm, which is a bit of fantastic stuff there. Both myself and Steph have been playing the album a lot.
Album, really
yeah Mr. Tom Shearer has really he's definitely evolved over his musical career, and it's just showing his progression. It's fantastic stuff, and definitely more of that. Actually, later on in the show, we're going to play you another track off there that's a bit of a different pace, but it's certainly showing you the calibre of the stuff he's coming out with at the moment. I just wanted to mention, you probably can't have missed this at all if you've been following the media or the news in any form this week, but Mr. John Peel has sadly passed on. He passed on the other night on his holidays, and I just want to say he's one of them. I don't know. He's possibly the best radio presenter I've ever heard in my life. I mean, he's going to be the benchmark for any comparison of any other radio presenter who comes along who is of any calibre. I think, you know, he's always going to be the measuring stick. He's just going to be renowned from now on. He was a laurel to himself. He was just so fantastic at what he did, and he just presented in, I don't know, possibly one of the most inspirational styles. He got me into so many bands, and even got me into wanting to, you know, present myself, just showing that it's possible. So there you go. I didn't want to dwell on the fact, but it's just a sad piece of news. There you go.
I mean, anyway, sort of, this is just my piece, but where would we have been without hearing the Smiths, Joy Division, the Fall,
Bowie,
Susie and the Banshees,
all these kind
of
people.
It was him who brought those absolute.
He played punk in the early days of Radio 1 when no one else would. It's just, what a fantastic guy, you know. Our thoughts go out to his closer friends and family. I've never met the guy, but it's one of them characters that you feel like you knew him just from his voice on the radio over the many years he's been with us. So there you go. I reckon we should get on with some music rather than dwell on the sad information. So here's some Joy Division.
She's lost control again. stranger inside, hopelessly forcing our modern disguise. Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady. Lost in our world, this big old girl sees her faces on pearl. Now she's in purple, now she's a turtle. Disintegrating Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, sees her faces on pearl. We'll be right back.
This is Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there the Smiths with How Soon Is It Now. Before that, you heard Susie and the Banshees with Christine. And before that, you heard Joy Division, She's Lost Control. Just three classic, old, alternative and goth, and just old, great tracks. Some of the production quality in that stuff was just... Oh, it reminds you of, like, our younger years and... Oh,
younger years? I'm still young.
Yeah. When I was but a fetus in my mother's womb. It's just great old stuff. We try and play a mixture of stuff on the show, and, yeah, that's a good mixture of old stuff going on there. Okay, right, I'm going to try and round up the upcoming gigs in the area. Actually... if you're sat listening to this show, you're probably not going to Whitby, because it starts tonight. It's tonight on Thursday the 28th of October, Whitby, of course. I'll run down the bands at Whitby, because, well, if you're not going, or maybe you're going tomorrow. A lot of people go for just the weekend, but yeah, this is the rundown. We have Fetal, Corrosion, Last Dance, and James Ray Gang War headlining tonight. Tomorrow night, on the 29th, we have Torso Horso, Beautiful Deadly Children, Claytown Troop, and Zodiac Mind Warp headlining. And on Sunday, there is Envy, Glass, and Alien Sex Fiend. So some big names from the past there as well. And obviously some smaller bands. I'll be completely honest, I've never heard of a lot of them. We may try and play some of their stuff at some point. But definitely we've got the old classics like the Zodiac Mind Warp and James Ray Gang War and Alien Sex Fiend. They're just like, you know, they seem to be not playing as many... I don't know, cutting edge bands have gone for the old classic one this time, which is, I don't know, it's going to be good. I think there's going to be a lot of people enjoying that this weekend. But going back to more local gigs, on Friday the 5th of November we have Rhombus, the kind of goth rockers. They're quite upbeat goth rock. We mentioned them a couple of times before, and they're playing CJ's Music Bar in Kirkstall Lights. That's £3 on the door, and more information is at www.rhombus-rock.com. Sunday the 7th of November, so that's in a week or so's time, we have Conspiracy, supported by Uncle Fester, who apparently Uncle Fester are something to do with an ex-member of Alien Sex Fiend, but I don't know who. I've not actually looked into details on that one. Anyway, Conspiracy, who we've played before a couple of times, one of our more favourite of bands, they're playing Black Sheep at the Basement in Leeds. That's on Sunday the 7th of November. That'll be a few pound in, but I couldn't find any information on that. More information will be available on www.sheepish.net/live, so that all the Sheepish bands get listed there. Later on in the month, we have, on Saturday the 13th of November, we have Killing Miranda and Psychophile. That's even more local. That's playing Carpe Noctem at the 1 in 12 in Bradford. Due to a couple of big bands on playing that night, it's going to be £6.50 on the door. Doors open 8:30, bands start at 9. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. That's going to be a good night, because not only do you get the bands, but you get the kind of the good goth EBM industrial nightclub that carries on afterwards. So a good night all round. So there you go. That is the kind of the next month's roundup of gigs I could find out about. If you're in a local band, or if you're just in a big band playing locally, anything that's happening locally, we're trying to keep our listeners informed of stuff going on in this area. So if you're in the kind of goth, alternative, anything that you think might even fit in the show, just give us drop us a line and tell us about your upcoming gigs or club nights or anything like that. And we'll let the population know, and we'll try and drag a few folk down there. Because the live scene is, I don't know, I just love the live scene myself. You know, good stuff. Seeing it just live and happening, and seeing the bands playing the music they're passionate about, it's good stuff. Anyway, I've got this feeling I'm just nattering and boring people now, so I'm going to carry on with some music. We've got a demo coming up now. This is from a guy called himself Rucksack Man, a track called St. Augustine of Hippo. Not quite sure how I got my hands on this, but I just heard it and thought, this is damn good stuff, so I'm going to play it to you guys here. I'll let you have a listen. Yeah.
call reincarnated as a gypo, face down in the dirt, concealed from your eyes. Said jump the cross, the spirit, blood and flame, flame. The truth, the seeking of love. Manifested in the various great green, and knowing the martyr's sister. Palestine, the billboards in the Gaza Strip, John Trogas, the suicide bombers, the heroes of children.
Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard that New Order with Regret. New Order being quite an evolution from a lot of the members who came from Joy Division. And before that was the Rucksack Man promo. That was basically given to me by a friend, and I was like, wow, this is really good. I believe there's an album of that kind of stuff coming along. It's a mixture of so many influences. I'm really quite impressed by it. And when I get my hands on more of it, it'll probably get played on the show. So if it's all good stuff, if it's anything like that, more stuff. So yeah, and just a brief reminder, any up-and-coming bands out there, you want to get your stuff played, send us in demos. We're contactable via our website, which is www.darkassimilation.org. There's a message board on there, there's email addresses. Just get in touch with us, feel free to send us demos. We'll try and help you promote, get listened to, and tell our listeners about gigs and things. So we're here, we're a service, we're trying to help everyone out, because basically me and Steph, we just love the whole scene, the sounds, the music. It's just what we do. Right, and on that theme, we're going to carry on and tell you about the clubs in the local area. Stuff coming up in the West Yorkshire region. We have, coming up tomorrow night, on Friday the 29th of October, we have Dead Stars. It's a one-off at Barfono in Leeds. Now, Dead Stars are a kind of EBM industrial night, and it's a one-off, and it's for all those folk not going to Whitby and fancy a bit of electronic and dancingness going on. Now, this is a special night, because they've got a free prize draw to win Hokiko tour goodies, including the Hokiko Rack and Ruin tour goodies, including
a good album.
Yep, that was one of the goodies they're giving away. It's a limited 2-CD album, t-shirts, posters, keyrings. I believe it's just going to be a free draw when you go in. You'll probably get a ticket or something, and yep, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, free goodies, what more can you ask for? A good little night and a chance of winning free Hokiko goodies. And I think we've got some Hokiko later in the show, actually. Oh, we have, just looking down my pile of CDs here. Yeah, we'll try and get you some of that later in the show. I better tell you when that night is, actually. It's 9 p.m. till 2:30 in the morning. £3 on the door before 11, £4 after. So there you go, that's what you needed to know about Dead Stars. Sunday, there's a weekly Black Sheep, which is a goth night in Leeds at Farnos. However, due to the Whitby event happening this weekend, the Black Sheep is cancelled. There is no Black Sheep on Sunday the 31st of October. It will carry on regularly for every other Sunday you can ever think of. However, just that one particular one, the 31st of October, it isn't happening. So yeah, all the folk in Whitby, you're not going to really miss too much, but the folk still around the West Yorkshire region, yeah, we haven't got anything to go to that night. Oh well, we'll have to have our own little parties and things. Right, carrying on, we have on Friday the 5th of November, we have a late Halloween party at the Friday Flock, Barfono, the Merrion Centre in Leeds again. £2 before 10 p.m, £2 all night if you turn up in fancy dress. So yeah, it is a fancy dress Halloween party at the Friday Flock. Goth of all kinds, it's a good little night that. More information will be available at www.fridayflock.net. What else have we got coming up? We have on Saturday the 13th of November, I think I mentioned this earlier in the show, Carpe Noctem at the Wine 12 in Bradford. Yeah, I mentioned it earlier because it was a gig as well. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk, but it's a good little night. It's the Wine 12, it's nice and local to Bradford. It's £6.50 in because of the bands playing, and well, it's a lot of fun. Right, and later on in the month we have the big night, which is Wendy House in Leeds.
Hey.
9 p.m. till 2:30 in the morning, £4 on the door. You've got the mixture.
A good night
it's
out,
it's
that?
A big night. If you fancy getting dressed up and going for a big night out, you've got the Wendy House in Leeds. It's loads of people travel to it. Lots of information on www.thewendyhouse.org, photos, set lists, loads of stuff, even forums. And yeah, it's a good fun night. You've got the big main room of kind of cheesy goth alternative 80s bit of everything, and upstage you've got the Mutate room, which is more electronic, harsh, industrial, noise, dance kind of stuff. So, yeah, a bit of everything, and, you know, nice separation. And I always end up getting chatting to people in the corridor between the two rooms, to be honest. I end up spending half my night in that corridor area, which is always fun. Okay, right, I feel like I've been nattering on again, and we've been depriving you of the music we want to play you. So, here we've got some Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds coming up, because we haven't played any in ages.
effort to be good to her. I made every effort not to abuse her. Crazy bracelets on her wrists and her ankles, and the bells in the chapel go jingle.
Assemblage 23 with 30,000 Foot off the latest release, Storm.
And no, that was not a misprint.
What do you mean that was not
as
a misprint?
As in the end of the track.
Obviously it's meant to end that, like that, yes.
But anyway,
no,
in
that's
case.
A fantastic track. You know, yeah, we wouldn't play dodgy printings or anything like that. No, that's a fantastic track. I think it's got a lot in common with the kind of somber mood and kind of very dark lyrics of the preceding track, the Nick Cave and the Bad Seas, with Do You Love Me before that. So yeah, that's quite a very impressive track from what I think is very impressive track, one of the standout tracks on the Assemblage 23 latest release. Just showing how good Mr. Tom Shear's abilities, he's proving off his talents, showing off his talents, and his the ability to create darker tunes at completely different paces and of quite different styles. I'm just so impressed. It was actually a bit of a shame, I thought, that he didn't play that, because myself and Steph were going to mention that we actually dragged ourselves down earlier in the week to Sheffield, to the
Sheffield Corporation.
Yes, if you didn't catch Assemblage 23 at Infest this year, he's starting to tour to cover his latest album, and he's done two dates in the UK, as far as I'm aware. He did London last weekend, and he did Sheffield on Monday night.
I think he's doing either Glasgow or Edinburgh.
I've heard rumours. I've not seen it printed anywhere. This is why I really didn't want to mention it too much, and it could even be in the past by now, because I haven't really researched it. But yeah, there was talk that he may have actually got a more northerly gig going, but it's such a shame he only comes round every so often to the UK and then only does a handful of gigs. So myself and Steph made our efforts to get along there, and that was a very good gig. He didn't play 30,000 Foot, which was, I thought, a bit of a shame. I was waiting for that one, but I think he wanted to keep the pace quite upbeat and going, because he really got the crowd going.
You are telling me.
He played about 80% of the stuff off the 70-80% of the stuff off the latest release, so it was a very heavy latest release album kind of tour. Well, obviously it's a tour promoting that.
Plus the best tracks from Failure and
Defiance.
Yeah.
It's just stunning stuff. Basically got us all going. Well worth travelling down to Sheffield for. It's just such a shame he doesn't come around often.
The other thing that I will say is that it may sound a bit strange for a band playing and purely electronic music, but it sounded live as though they were trying to actually play their electronic instruments, their synths,
keeping it live rather than just turning up and dancing around to a backing disc or track.
Exactly.
It definitely had that feel to it, which is something I love about.
A real effort, which I really appreciated, because
it makes a live gig, doesn't it? This is something that I'll natter on about for ages and ages, and generally people generally stop me because it gets quite boring after a while, but I just love the live gigs and the passion you can feel coming from the musicians, and it's so obvious when they're having a good time and enjoying the gig, because that comes over in their music and their stage show, and it just it gets the crowd going, and it's just such a nice event, and it's such a nice warm lively feeling that it's well worth getting yourself down to these gigs, and it's mainly why I'm trying to keep people aware of the live music scene in this particular genre of music, because it's well worth supporting. The bands won't do this, they won't come and tour if not enough people turn up to the gigs, so we've got to keep the gigs going, got to keep turning up, and you do find some brilliant discoveries in the support acts and things like that. So there you go. It's it really wasn't worth mentioning that gig in our last month's roundup, because it's such a trip away, and if you're a big A23 fan, you would have found out. It's all the information's available on A23.com and all that kind of stuff, so you can find out the information. But yes, a very good gig, and we hope to get more information from him soon, more releases from him soon. We'll play more stuff off the latest album in future shows. Anyway, I reckon we've waffled on far too long, and we've been playing a lot of older stuff and quieter stuff, and it's been a nice sedate
time
pace.
Time for some loud stuff.
Let's get a bit noisy.
This is Kiko from the latest album called Rack and Ruin, and the track is called Love Posing as a Prostitute.
What you crying? Christ, you know what? What you doing? Would you rather have me, Daddy? Huh? Is that what you want? I mean, do you love him? Do you love him? I said, do you fucking love him? Huh?
I think you can. We'll be right back.
Diorama Frühlingstag. Am nächsten Tag soll es stattfinden.
This is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Psycho Bitch with Big Luffer off their Eden album. A big, big favourite of Steph's over there.
Oh, I actually...
Am I right in thinking they haven't played the UK yet?
No, and...
You keep hoping they're going to stand in for a band who drops out of Infest or something like that, don't you?
Well, put it this way, if they played a gig in London...
You'd be there.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere in the UK, yeah. Out of Hebrides,
yeah.
Steph would be there. I think I'd be there with you. It's growing on me a hell of a lot, is that. It's a good, good, noisy, kind of very, very well-produced kind of electronic music, but with a good raw edge to it. It's, that probably contradicts itself a bit, but I think I know what I mean.
It's not... You can't say, it's power noise.
No, it's
CBM, it's that. It's like...
I think we end up with...
I don't care, I like it.
Yeah,
that's it.
We've both got bands we do that with. Yeah, we just find bands... You don't want to kind of pigeonhole them in any way, shape or form. It's just music. It's just some combination of stuff that makes you really, really enjoy it. Anyway, before that, you heard S.I.D.D. S.I.T.D., which Shadows in the Dark, with Laughingstock, and that's off Stronghold. Now, S.I.T.D., that was a good track. That was one of the tracks I played at Infest a couple of years back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it seems so
nice
fresh.
Nice guys as well.
Yeah,
very nice guys.
Listening to that track, I was like, this is dead familiar. Did they play Infest this year? It's like, no, that's a whole year ago, more than that, you know, 14, 15 months ago. Wow, it's so fresh and familiar. It's just such a nice sound. And again, before that, we had Hokiko, which is Love Posing as a Prostitute, off their latest album, Rack and Ruin, of which, as mentioned earlier in the gig roundup, it's a Rack and Ruin special on Friday night at the Dead Stars Club in Bafano in Leeds. Right. Okay, well, basically, I wanted to say, this is Dark Simulation. We have our website, which is www.darksimulation.org. We have show archives there. We have a message board there for requests and messages. Tell us about your gig dates and all that kind of stuff. Club nights, any information you want to get to us. The show is also streamed on the net at www.bcb.yorks.com, which you probably already know if you're listening to it on the net. If not, if you're listening to this in a show archive or just tuned in on the FM, you can get there as well, wherever you are in the world. So yeah, there you go. All the ways to listen to this fantastic little show. Anyway, right, we're going to get on with the music. We've been nattering on long, far too long enough. We're going to slow the pace down again. Here's some nice older style electronic with some Depeche Mode.
Can you feel a little love? Can you feel a little love?
its lines as well rehearsed. It sucked you in, it dragged you down to where there is no hallowed ground, where holiness is never found. Paying debt to karma, your body for a living. What you take won't kill you, but care for what you're giving.
Assimilation.com Dark Isolation on BCB 96.7 FM. I completely got thrown by that. I don't know why. I think I was just getting into the music too much. I've got to say, PJ Harvey is one of my favourites. And yeah, that was PJ Harvey with Angelina off Is This Desire. And before that, we had Depeche Mode with Dream On off Exciter. Quite spookily, two track ones off two absolutely really good albums there. Right, that was possibly put everyone to sleep, to be honest, because it was just so nice and mellow. As you heard, you know, I was really not with it when it came out of that track. But we're going to carry on with something, again, noisy, just to wake you
really,
up.
Really, really, really noisy.
So who's this, Steph?
This is Skinflick with Cold With Stars from the Pearls Before Swine EP.
Okay, you heard their Ministry with Waiting, and before that you heard Skinflick with Cold With Sores. A good couple of noisy, lovely industrial... How else do you describe industrial apart from just going, noisy stuff?
With
guitars
with,
and drums and loud stuff.
And like samples of people banging iron with hammers.
Yeah. Good old... Oh, that's,
sorry.
No, just... Yeah, hitting
hang
things.
On. Whoa. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to keep this...
More music.
Going to get on with some tunes. Here's some Noisex. We'll be right back.
along her milk white neck. The devil's mark. Now it's All Hallows Eve.
You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard their Covenant with Dead Stars, before that My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult with Cause It's Hot, and before that NoiseX with All My Itches. We're going to leave you tonight with Typo Negative with Black Number One, and it's good night from us, and see you in 4 weeks.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and see you in a month. Bye-bye.